Hey everybody, we're the regular Joes here at Barney's Beanery, loving the beers and the whores.
Whores!
Oh, we love the whores. We got as usual Sam Tripoli, Rob Cardino, Big Earl Skankley. You're probably missing him and his jizz shot references. Yeah. He is actually on the DL, the bad pin.
He's probable for next week.
He's probable for next week. Yeah. So the betting line is Earl will be here. Speaking of betting lines, who you got in one of the worst games in recent memory? Steeler Raider, probably the worst ever. Of course, I'll take the Steelers. I don't care who plays quarterback.
Batch
probably would have. The Steelers probably been better off if Batch played the whole year.
Right.
At this point,
they got to sit Roethlisberger down, man. Just because take a couple weeks off.
Take some time off. I think the Raiders may actually have a winning streak going. You know, two games in a row. I think they could do it. I mean, especially if they let. I wish they just let Porter play. Let him play.
So what? Now he's off his two-game suspension.
Now he's back with
the
team.
Is he actually dressing and playing, or no one really knows?
Well, I think they should, man. I mean, it's like, I know old man Art. Who owns it?
Oh, Davis.
Al Davis.
I know he's senile, but I mean. You have an all-pro sitting on your sideline.
Well,
your team
I don't think
is
Al Davis. It's our show. I think Al Davis wants him to play. Al Davis.
Yeah, but
is
if you own the team and your all-pro is sitting on the sidelines and you're 1-5, don't you say, okay, dude, we get the point. You're pissed. Put the guy in the game and let him catch some balls.
This is the week to have him play because you can pass on the Steelers. If it's ever a week to play Porter. It's him and Moss will probably tear up the Steelers.
I don't even know. You got this offense is pretty bad. That one win was the Arizona Cardinals.
They killed me. In
Judge him now. You're going to crown him now.
Yeah, the best of the worst.
I always thought that when like Rod Tidwell and Jerry Maguire, he was an Arizona Cardinal.
Yeah.
I always thought they made him an Arizona Cardinal so he wouldn't be confused with an actual football player, you know? And the Cardinals keep proving me right,
you mean
man.
The Marine that got killed? Or the special
Dennis court. Green could keep
Pat
his job.
Tillman. Pat Tillman's on our table.
What an app. People make that guy to be a hero. I think he's like the stupidest man on earth.
Yeah.
He gave up an NFL contract to go chase a bunch of f***ing terrorists around the woods.
I don't understand that.
Was he not either in
and
a
his own people
here?
Shot him.
And his own people shot him.
You know why? Because supposedly he was a jack-off.
I think Dennis Green shot him.
Yeah.
He couldn't cover anybody. I don't want him back. Dennis Green got some juice with the UMS or whatever. Semper Fi, whatever.
I think the only way you should be able to join the military is if you played D3 ball. Right? We don't want Division I players getting shot over there. Well, only junior college players.
Well, it goes to show you how they're down, because, I mean, whenever, like, it used to be if you had to join the Army, like, you would, like Joe DiMaggio or whatever, you'd, like, go to Hawaii and hit a few ground balls at the kids. Like, hey, look, I'm in the Army.
Yeah.
Tillman joins, like, oh, you're in the front line. You can't, you know, like, oh, you know, storm the hill.
And his players were pissed at him, right?
Yeah.
They're totally pissed. I mean, the word is that nobody liked him over there.
But he wanted to. I think he wanted to be in there, too. Like, he joined, like, the Special Forces or the Rangers or something
like
that.
It's like he joined after 9/11.
Yeah.
When my biggest worry was, like, how am I going to get my weed on the plane?
Yeah, exactly.
This guy's ripping up an NFL contract to go chase someone in Afghanistan.
I could be wrong, but he either signed a big deal or was about to sign a big deal. Like, he just came off a good season, was about to get millions.
Is he married?
Yeah, with two kids.
Oh, his wife's pissed.
Oh, I know.
She's the happiest girl.
Bagging groceries down at the grocery store going, I should have been an NFL wife. What is this? No, I don't know. I can't clean up aisle 5.
Oh, man. Speaking of cleanups, Bill Parcells. Mm. What's up with that? What's up with that gentleman?
Countdown to goodbye.
Yeah, well, he's done.
And now him and Jerry Jones are starting to say different things, you know.
Yeah, that honeymoon is over. But, he had it. He should have. His problem was he let Jake Delhom.
Carolina Panthers?
Carolina. He let him. He was in the office. And for a mere $1 million, they bickered, and Delhom walked out. And that was 4 years ago.
He could have played at Dallas.
Could have played at Dallas.
This season was, Drew Brees, Culpepper didn't work out, but still, there were some quarterbacks kind of
available.
Drew
Brees worked out.
No, Drew Brees did, yeah, but Culpepper didn't.
But the thing is, it's like, I love how, like, people think, like, if an athlete sucks here, like, we'll sign him and somehow he'll play better. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we were just talking about Tyson Chandler signing a $10 million a year contract and sucking it. He sucked it, dude. He's 7 foot and he scores 4 points a game, and you're giving him $10 million a year. Who are the idiots who are paying these contracts and signing these people? Drew Bledsoe sucked in Buffalo.
He did.
Sucked in Buffalo. And I'm a Buffalo Bills fan.
It's been what? He hasn't had a good year in
Brady. That's why Parcells. But you know what the problem was? Parcells knew he was this close to having a really good team, and he thought that Bledsoe could manage the game. The problem was his offensive line the last 2 years has been awful, and Bledsoe can't move. I mean, and for some reason, he's not throwing the ball. You can see it's like, throw the ball, throw the ball, throw the ball. And he gets killed, and I hate the Cowboys. I mean, I love seeing him get killed, but I just feel bad for Parcells. So I just think Parcells is like a gentleman. And I think he knows his football, and I think it's a disgrace he has to, A, work under Jerry Jones, and B, work with Terrell Owens.
I used to love Dallas, and then there was that season where they went 1-15, and then they started winning, and then all the chicks liked Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, you ever notice that chicks never root for losing teams?
Unless they're real hardcore sports fans.
Yeah, from that town. Yeah. Well, but you never see, like, girls running around with, like, Tampa Bay Buccaneers uniforms on right now, or, like, you know, like Golden State Warriors.
The orange ones.
Yeah.
Little Jim McKay.
Bandwagon bitches. That's all you
most
are.
Most of the time.
Bandwagon bitches.
With a couple exceptions, I can never actually truly believe that women like sports. I feel like it's
I think they do like sports now.
They do like sports. I mean, my sister knows more about the Steelers than I do.
They do like sports now, but unfortunately, you can't watch it with them because they watch for the wrong reasons. Like, they watch, like, oh, he's cute. He's not cute.
I think some of them do, but I think a lot in the big northeastern cities.
He's not cute. He's 6'6" and 240 pounds.
No,
okay,
he's
that's what Kobe's chick thought. He's cute, but he's also big.
Which another thing goes back to, my friend was having a discussion about whether it's right for him to bang hookers when he has a girlfriend that he loves, and I'm like,
of course.
You got to, dude. It's the only way it gets you through, man. Well, not that I would bang hookers because I'm against it.
And you're not really paying for the hooker. You're paying for her to leave. You know, you're paying for the no questions asked.
That's a great point.
I didn't realize we had a caller on this show, dude.
No doubt, dude. No doubt.
The voice of God.
The voice of God.
Executive producer Aaron Wheeler, big hand.
Yay, finally he talks.
Speaking of callers and viewer mail and all that sort of aggravation that we'd have to read through, send it in. We love it. We like hearing about how much you think Rob's cute and stuff like that. And send it in, and we'll talk about you as we've done on a couple episodes. And, you know, keep your comments nice and quick and short to the point.
We'll answer your questions.
Short attention spans.
We'll answer.
Because the mail's been pouring in the last couple of
years.
Yeah, it has been.
Bobby Bowden, is he done in Florida State?
I don't think he's done, but he should be done.
Yeah.
As should Joe Paterno.
Oh,
I think both of these guys should just bow out. Like, I mean,
but Joe had to come back, though.
You know.
Joe's come back a little bit.
Yeah, but Bobby Bowden's never left. Yeah. I mean, like, you're comparing Bobby Bowden now to when he was winning national championships, which was when Miami was doing bad.
But Bobby Bowden has really stepped away. Like, he doesn't run anything anymore.
But we're
Joe Pa's on the sidelines doing stuff. Like, he's really in the – he's really, like – when Bear Bryant used to be on, like, the second floor and look with binoculars, it's kind of like that. But
like Bobby Bowden, like, were blacks even allowed into schools when he was first coaching? He's been around a long time.
Maybe not in the South. Well, he went to Florida State before it was Florida State.
Dude, Bobby Bowden's just staying around for the pussy. You know what I'm saying? You think that guy could get laid when he's freaking without being a head coach of a major football program? Good luck getting tail when you're 97 and you're unemployed, all right? Let's just face it. He's doing it for the college ass. None of this stuff.
that happened to Mike Gottfried at Pitt when he was a coach. Now he's an announcer. He nailed a cheerleader
How old?
Like, you're not supposed to. I love how everyone gets angry about this.
Right.
Well, he's partying with college chicks. Who doesn't want to party with college chicks?
Well, that one guy got railroaded. Like, he was at, like, he was
Mike Price? Mike Price?
Yeah. He had to, like, I hate how people have to apologize for that. That's what kills me. It's like, why are you apologizing for it?
Was that the Nebraska or the coach that got the job and then was immediately
Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama. And they ran him off
because they didn't know who he was because they're idiots in Alabama. They didn't know he was running a great program up at Washington State. And then they hired him, like, who is this guy? So they set him up. They got a couple of strippers to go in the hotel room and order, like,
hypocritical. They're like, oh, this guy likes pussy? See you later. Yeah. If he had young boys, would that have been all right?
Yeah, if he said, I don't like pussy. I like young boys, then they would have been more pissed.
Well, he was touched when he was a kid. It's okay. He's a drunk as well.
If you can recruit at Washington State, I've played Eastern Washington. You can recruit, and you can recruit on Antarctica.
I've never understood how some of these schools, like Oklahoma, gets players. Have you guys been to, like, Oklahoma? In
you
these
know
places?
Why? It's called money. Yeah. They said when Bosworth
that's
went
all
went,
they got.
When yeah. Bosworth went to the NFL, he took a pay cut. Yeah.
Dude, let me tell you, man.
Barkley said that himself.
If you go to Oklahoma and you're a chick, your job is to bang players to keep them there. That's right. The whole reason.
But that's why they go there. They want to be a part of the program.
Right. That's exactly why they go. Your job is to drill players.
Right. Why do you think they all have, like, a girl trainers and stuff?
Exactly.
For the training room.
Two words. Happy ending. You understand what I'm saying? That's the whole point. Stop with this crap.
Wasn't it the whole point of the football team to tell them they can't have any before the game?
Yeah.
Well, like, it used to be.
Shows, like, you can't get any before the game.
That was a soccer thing, too. They were like, no sex for the players before
the
game.
Well, that was Mike Tyson. He wouldn't sleep with any chicks until, like... Like, what was Mike Tyson's record? Like, didn't he say he screwed, like, 30 chicks in one night?
Well, he raped 20 of them.
do you think it was, like, a full-on performance, or they just come and go? Because I'd always like to know how many... I've always wanted to know how many... How many...
Knocks them up.
How many women I can satisfy, you know? Like, I want them to be satisfied. So 2, 3, 4. And as soon as one girl's not happy, I want her to say, okay, I'm not happy. And then now I know my limit. I know it's 4. 5 is too many.
I want to interview the chick, like, number 18. Like, like, are you fine with following 17 other chicks? Like, that Willie's been in some dirt, and you're just totally fine. Like, are you that desperate to tell people you slept with Tyson?
Exactly.
It's probably a sliding scale of society, though. When you get to 18, you know, it's getting lower income. And
it's got to be, like, also, like, having Ken Griffey Jr.'s rookie card. It's, like, it's cool when he was hot.
Yeah.
And it was like, I got a rookie card. Look at Ken. And now he sucks. Yeah. You're like, oh, I got Ken Griffey. Yeah. And I was like, when you slept with Mike Tyson when he was high, like, yeah, and now you're like, I can't believe I slept.
Someone's
with Mike
lap
Tyson.
Dancing in Tallahassee right now on somebody, thinking like, I it used to be Tyson, but now I got to up the ante.
No,
he's got, like,
my daughter. She actually went to school, like, elementary school.
Oh, I thought this story was going to take a different turn.
Oh, yeah. I was like, dude, what?
No.
Yeah, drop button. 7-second delay.
Dump it.
I mean, this guy has tons of kids.
Well, he believes in Jesus. He doesn't believe in, like, you know, pulling out and condoms and... He's like straight from Africa.
I guess he's all for, like, the Old Testament when he said populate the earth. Like, yeah. Holy Phil, man.
Yeah. Like, did you read that they say by 2050 the earth isn't going to be able to maintain? Like, it's not going to be able to produce enough resources for us? And yet
how
these idiots are still have... Yeah,
I
would
think
do math.
I care.
I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I'll be 70. Screw it. Who cares? America knows my real age now.
Speaking of the birthday's coming up.
Hey! But you know, it's like... Did we talk about this last week? I don't even know. Shalom in the home. Have you seen this rabbi?
Yeah, we talked about that 2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago. Okay.
Dude, there's no reason to have that many kids anymore.
There should be, like, a limit, like one kid per $50,000 in income.
That means it's just one.
We got a caller. Can we get her on the speaker?
Mike Jaglin's on the line for the regular Joes.
Mike Jaglin,
you want to talk
question?
About the NBA, Mike?
Put him up to the thing. Let's see. Mike, you're our first ever caller.
Mike, you're our first caller. Speak up about the NBA, please.
Turn your radio down, please.
Turn your radio down.
Mike, can you hear us? Oh, he hung up on us.
He hung up. Well,
we'll work out
first
the
hang up.
At least he didn't order
obviously
Chinese
our executive
food or
producer.
We have to get we have to get
a 4 egg roll, a 3 mushu of pork.
We have to get somebody back in the control room not doing their job, obviously.
Somebody's getting fired.
Hey, you ever order Chinese food? You ever like you order it and the guy like your doorbell rings like 8 minutes later and you're just like, wait, this is just isn't right. I'm glad
we're driving here now, we're cooking it.
I'm glad I didn't have to wait, but you know,
maybe
the driver on the block a couple times.
Maybe that's why there's such bad drivers, because they're all trying to get to the Chinese food delivery.
Because they're driving and cooking at the same time.
Yeah. They can't see what they're doing. I gotta get to 222. Oh my goodness. How about while we were talking a little NBA?
Yeah.
The coming up season. It's like the reinvention of the... you know what? We'll talk about that next segment. Please stay tuned for these delicious commercials here. We're the Regular Joes. We'll see you in 2 and 2. Welcome back to the Regular Joes here at lovely Barney's Beanery in downtown Pasadena. As always, we have Sam Tripoli,
Hello.
Rob Cardino. Big Earl Skanko is on the DL. He should be. He's probable for next week. And so we can talk a little NBA without him. The NBA is coming back. I think we might even do the Regular Joes Fantasy League, which we'll let you know next Monday. But the NBA is back. Down. Big stars. Who is the biggest star in the NBA? I say his name is Shaquille O'Neal.
Name recognition or ability?
Well, both. He's not better than Kobe, but you know what? He got the ring.
He's got four of them.
Yeah, I mean, if he joined the Utah Jazz, they'd be the second best team in the West.
They'd be good.
But it's like the league knows that he's older. So the league pumps up like LeBron and Dwayne Wade and these guys.
Oh yeah,
but Shaq still—I don't know. At some point he's got to deteriorate.
But there is a real new generation. I mean, Wade, LeBron, and Carmelo. It's literally kind of like Magic and Larry and Jordan coming, because it's like they're carrying teams. They're photogenic. People love them. People in LA got Carmelo jerseys everywhere.
Right.
It's like, and they're fun to watch.
With the exception of LeBron James, they've all won something at some point.
Right.
You know, Camille won at Syracuse. D-Wade just won a championship. And LeBron James is just lights out.
I'm sure he won in high school.
Yo. Who's your sleeper pick?
My sleeper pick in the NBA?
Who's going to make some noise that nobody expects?
Nobody expects?
Orlando.
I'm going with Toronto.
I'm going with Orlando.
Orlando's a good call.
Darko's going to make... I think Darko puts up
numbers. But the thing is, they're putting... I mean, Jameer Nelson, that's sort of their go-to point guard guy.
But he's good, dude.
No, I know. He's good. I wanted the Raptors to draft him.
He's a winner.
I know. Well, no one drafted... He got drafted late, too. And this guy just won. He's St. Joseph's,
right? No, he got drafted.
But it was late. Like, it wasn't like
a got drafted by Denver.
Well, because he's as big as Ice Cube.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, the NBA, they still look at things like, you know, it's like the NFL scouting combine. They don't look at, like, a guy that just knows how to play linebacker. They look at how fast he can run and how high he can jump. But, no, this guy can just read defense.
Well, yeah. You know what's weird? Because I just wrote that, too. Like, I was saying there's as many... Like, for every 6'4" and up receiver, great receiver, there's a better receiver, equal or better, under 6 foot. You know, like Steve Smith and Lavernius Coles and Santana Moss and these guys. Like, these guys are outplaying Terrell Owens and Randy Moss and, you know.
Randy Moss, I don't even want to get into him. You know, who's going to be the surprise player of the year? Sean Livingston. Telling you right now.
You are the fifth Clipper fan to tell me that today.
Sean Livingston is going to go off this year. 6'7" point guard, but can see the floor like
they have a lot of like, he's got to share the ball. Like, they have a lot of guys in that team to give shots to.
Yeah, but he can, dude. He's going to do it, dude. He's going to, dude, I'm telling you, if you draft him,
take your word, but
Sean Livingston,
he's not getting hurt. He's been hurt quite a bit, though, hasn't he?
Will people in Los Angeles care about Sean Livingston in May this year?
No. Yes. Yes.
I don't think so.
They should. Really? They should, but they won't.
Dude, listen. Dude, did you guys go to the playoffs with the Clippers? Dude, it was like a college game. It was insane because Clipper fans are real fans. I say this every week.
It never gets old.
It will get.
Because the passion is
and
there.
And they're cheerleaders, dude.
I'll give you that. It's true. The Clipper fans, because anyone who stays with Clippers that freaking long, you have to be a fan.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I just went to Lakers versus Clipper preseason game. Dude, Clipper cheerleaders are way hotter than the Laker cheerleaders this year. Dude, the Laker cheerleaders suck it! The only one better than the Clipper cheerleaders, Miami Heat cheerleaders, because they get them right out of the strip bars.
Well, how can't the LA Clippers not have phenomenal cheerleaders? I mean, they have to have phenomenal cheerleaders.
No, dude, they haven't always had, dude. They had day shift girls.
Well, that's terrible because, I mean, we're in L.A.
Yeah.
I mean, every junior high school Catholic basketball team probably has
but if you're a chick and when the Clippers suck and there's 20 people at the game and they're not paying you squat, why do you want to dance? You want to be a Laker girl. So they all try out for the Laker girls.
But you mean, so you can't get cut from Laker girls and then go try out for the Clippers?
No, they do them at the same time.
Oh, so it's not like...
Clippers don't want no sloppy seconds. You know what they call sloppy seconds in Britain?
No.
Cold porridge.
You know what? I just thought of
that's really ugly. To get sloppy seconds in England, that's some ugly shit.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I thought of another name for a blowjob, because you could call it head, you know. How about a nightcap?
I like that.
Try to spread that around.
Completely random.
Nightcap.
I say, hey, if anyone sends the best new term for blowjob, I say that we'll give them something.
They get a free mug.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just right. did, though. Do I get a mug?
To try it out. There you go.
There you go. There's your free mug.
Still warm.
So finals. Pick a finals. What's your finals?
Finals, I'm picking Phoenix and... I'll take the Bulls since you didn't like the Bulls last week. I'll take the Bulls.
So you're going Phoenix Bulls.
Phoenix Bulls.
The Bulls.
With
Phoenix winning.
Who do you pick?
I hate all the teams that should go to the finals in the East, but I'm going to go Phoenix, and I don't want to pick the Heat, but I'll take the Heat. I'll take the Miami Heat.
I'm going Clippers. I'm dead serious, dude.
Oh, but that's legitimate. I was going to pick the Raptors, but that's not legitimate. But the Clippers have a legitimate shot.
I'm going Clippers because you know what? They played Phoenix hard. People are like Amari Stoudemire. The offense is different, and he's not the same player he was. Once you get that knee thing, man, you're just not the same player.
Right here in front of 1,000 people on the internet.
Yeah.
If the Clippers make the finals, I'll pay for your ticket.
Really?
To
a game?
To a game.
What section?
In the building.
Nosebleeds. Is it even them?
Hey, I was in the last section the night after Kobe scored 81, or the 2 days after, because I was up there. There's still good seats. The Staples Center is an awesome place
to
you
watch
get
a game.
Transfusion with all the nosebleeds, but that was still good.
No, but I'd love to see it happen. I want to go with you. I just don't see it happening.
NFL, what are we thinking? Are we thinking Bears versus Colts?
My one pick is still I took Steelers Giants. I still like the Giants.
I did first week of the year. I wrote Bears over Colts.
Really?
Yeah. First.
Does
week,
Rex
yeah.
Grossman bounce back?
I just like the Giants offense a little more. I like the Giants offense a little more than the
Bears. I don't know Grossman. I don't think he's going to be as good as he was, but I don't think he'll be a boss. Like, he'll just probably mediocre.
Good as when?
Well, the first few weeks, he was like almost MVP material.
You don't think he'll get back to that?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I don't think it's for real. I don't find this guy for real. Because the Bears' defense is like getting turnovers. This guy's getting the ball on like the four opposing team's 40-yard line. You know, he's kind of got easy score opportunities. So,
Who are you picking? Still picking.
I mean, unless the Raiders run it, which is not happening.
Well, if they wouldn't have suspended Porter, I'm sure they'd be 6-1 by now.
Yeah, you're right. Dude,
I'm sure they're cutting off their nose to spite their face.
I'm going to make a crazy pick. I'm going to go...
How can it get much crazier than the Raiders? Broncos?
Giants.
Broncos, Giants.
That would be a repeat of, I don't know when.
The repeat of the Phil Sims extravaganza. Yeah, yeah.
22 for 25.
The Broncos are, they went pretty far last year, and they're better than they were last year.
Their defense is incredible. Snake is still shaky, though.
I'd like to see the Colts go. I just don't think they have what it takes to get to that next level. And I don't need to see Peyton Manning in more commercials.
Peyton Manning has balls the size of BBs.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Hey, speaking of balls, we're going to get into Kevin Federline and
Federline. I think you say the scuffed balls.
What's he doing was he wiping his ass and then he's like putting it into that? What is
it? It was a pine tar, but they put it in the mask. Remember when George Brett went?
I was watching that game.
You were watching. That's one of the greatest reactions. I mean, you could like hit my kid with a machete, and I couldn't get that fired up that fast. He went nuts. It's like chicks go that. You never see a dude.
Yeah,
go
I know.
That.
And the only reason that bat. Thank God he had Gaylord Perry in the dugout, who's a cheater and had no problem with grabbing the bat and hiding it on official. You know what I'm saying? That guy's, dude, that's class. I got your back.
Who's going to swallow the bat?
Exactly.
But I love that Kenny Rogers said it was dirt. You're like, come on, this thing's glimmering. It's shining, you know?
I met Chad Cordero the other day. Do you guys know who Chad Cordero is?
He's the steroid guy, right?
No. He's a closer for the Washington Nationals. He came on my show.
Oh, right on, man.
And he pitched at us. That's when he spun on a bat. He threw it at us.
Oh, wow.
What show was that?
Oh, Wild World of Spike on Spike Television, January.
There you go. Shameless plug. Yeah.
It's like a little play
check
on...
Check out Sam on Spike TV. It's the best stuff on that channel.
But he's
sure.
like, dude, he's like... He's like, dude, ton of dudes cheat like that, bro.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're not cheating, you're not trying. I'm tired of this. Let's play by gentleman rules. You know what? They were boring rules done by boring white men, all right? We got more people. I want cheating. If you're not, dude, if I don't find out you're cheating, you know what I'm saying? I don't want you out there. I'm like, bench him. He's playing honest, dude.
La Russa did a classy thing. I'm not a big Tony La Russa fan at all, but La Russa is very classy. He could have threw Major League Baseball and the World Series under the bus. And in his press conference, he said, I just said wipe it off.
He probably should have, though. Maybe it would have gotten attention to the
It would have been almost like the Black Sox scandal. It would have marred the whole postseason. I think what he did.
About scuffing the ball?
The thing is, after Rodgers...
Yeah, he wouldn't have been able to pitch... he wouldn't have pitched those two games.
But after he wiped that off, the guys pitched like 7 scoreless innings.
Right, but in the press conference the next day, he just said... Hey, people do that. I just said, hey, you know, wipe it off. Let's keep playing.
No,
and he could have made He could have.
It would never be like the Black Sox incident because nobody cares about baseball anymore. So
people do. I like baseball.
I love baseball. But I have no interest in this World Series.
Well, you know,
what?
I do care,
they
but
have
you know what?
This playoff sucks so much. Got rained on it. You know?
Like
this
sucks. It's not rain. That's
does Mark McGwire get into the Hall of Fame?
Not on the first try.
He saved baseball, bro.
Here's the thing, though.
He
made a fool out of himself in front of Congress. If he just would have bit the... As always in anything in life, if you do something, own up to it, it fades away. When you try to deny it, it just builds... I mean, except like cheating on your wife. Then deny it. But if it's something like... That.
Well, Pete Rose has become a complete joke. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you just came out and said it, you know, he'd be on Oprah. He would be, you know what I mean? People would embrace him again. It's like,
well, he is now, but he's doing it for like $100 a ball.
Speaking of $100 a ball.
What's the over and under on until he gets booted?
I don't know. Well, we were talking before the segment. What were you saying about... People.
Well, we got into this discussion about how I got 3 lap dances for free at the Van Nuys Spearmint Rhino located at 15004 Oxnard. And I was getting this lap dance from this gorgeous dancer, and she was telling me her life story, and of course it involved she's 25 and had an 8-year-old kid, which is, do the math, which always sounds good, which is, I mean, in America it's bad, but Mexico, that's perfectly fine. You know what I'm saying? So
it was her third kid.
So she was telling me that her boyfriend's, she has a, well, her ex, she has a restraining order against, and it's the father of her child, and she had a child from him after the first time he broke out of jail. She decided, you know, then that's a good time to have a kid. And we're just talking about how women have to have children with these idiots before they realize what a-holes they are. You know, it's like Britney Spears and Kevin Federline. It takes two kids for her to realize he's a jackass.
Although I gotta say, the guy, in fairness to that girl, like, breaking out of prison's kind of cool. You know what I mean? You bust out of jail. That's like Paul Newman, you know, Cool Hand Luke. That's some cool stuff.
But that's when all the arguments happen, is when you have a kid. Yeah. When you don't have a kid, there's the argument of, like, do we see Jackass or do we see The Departed? That's not like a, you're fucking, you're nuts. Beep that one out. Sorry. But when you have a kid and you're like, don't yell at the kid, that's when you realize everyone's true emotions and how much of a jerk that person is.
Yeah.
It's crazy, though, that the women will impregnate themselves to try to keep a guy.
Well, like, if it's an NBA player, that's like the golden ticket, right?
Right.
You're like getting a golden ticket to the Willy Wonka chocolate factory.
See, in that case, it's actually smart, though. I would advise women. If you're banging an NBA player, you know.
That was the
Try to do it on the 14th day of your cycle or whatever it is, you know.
I think there's a condom company who's like selling broken condoms.
Yeah, it's like a sieve, you know?
Really?
They probably don't have condoms big enough for the NBA.
Oh, yeah, those super duper magnums.
Double XL.
They get, like, water balloons.
But that chick, I mean, like, it goes back to my theory that if you're a hot chick in America and your life sucks, it's your fault.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you've made a bad decision along the way. Life was handed you on a plate. You're a hot chick and you keep your head straight. The world's yours. And look at this chick. She could have had anybody on the planet. Who she banged? Some backup dancer in some bad freaking music video.
Well, that's what I don't understand. Oh, you're talking about Britney now.
Yeah.
Well, some of these porn stars I see, I'm like, this girl is hot. Why is she doing this? She could be making that kind of money banging one guy.
But let me tell you something, man. Porn stars now, chick, make big bucks. You're like, you don't want to think about it. You want to think, oh, it's so sad. She's making like $6.50 an hour getting drilled by, you know, the Bloods and the Crips. But you know what, dude? These chicks are making bank, bro.
I don't feel sad for those chicks at all.
Well, see, I got...
Once again, we have another caller.
We got a call in.
I thought the thing was off. Let's see what we got here. Oh, it's Al Magical.
Hey.
Let's hear it.
Come closer to the mic.
Al Magical, you're on the Regular Joe Sports Talk.
Al Magical's on the Regular Joe Sports Talk with Sam, Rob, and Joe. How you doing, Al?
You're on the radio. You're on the internet. What's up?
Yeah, so we have our first...
I didn't realize he was calling in. I was just calling. I'm trying to make a personal call here. I didn't realize there was going to be...
Oh, so are you going to... So how are the Warriors going
to... Try 100 times that, buddy.
Yeah, you're on the air. So how are the Warriors going to do this year under Nelly?
That was some good quick math.
You're hanging up on me now?
Oh, no, the Warriors.
All right.
Uh-oh.
This call-in's going really well.
That was a little sour.
It sounds like the teacher in Charlie Brown, I'm sure.
All the fins.
It's so funny that we're getting, like, these stars calling in.
Yeah. Television's Magical.
All the thin-skinned Warrior fans out there.
I got to say, before we get in trouble, I got no problem with Kevin Federline, because he's doing... He's gonna get paid millions
a year. Back
now.
On air, dude. I know this is a low budget show, but can't you wait? Why don't you just step up and make a call and just leave us here?
I was in the middle of a passionate comment.
We got 8 more minutes and 7 things over.
Kevin Federline.
You're like,
Al? Actually, a phone call on the show.
I thought it would be kind of funny.
I'm trying to discuss.
Does this fucking thing have a fucking vibrate, bro?
It never even works down here. When you try to call, I never hear you.
You ignore me. I feel so ignored.
I'm trying to discuss KFED. You're making phone calls.
All right, let's go. I'm on. I'm like Jillian Barbary.
I'm done. I don't want to talk about him anymore.
I'm like Jillian. I have to check my messages.
Oh my god. We all, let's just apologize to our loyal fans. All 20.
I try to bring some
20 times 50 try.
Yeah.
I try to bring some star power to this show.
He's a little jealous because we have
bring
a
some
following.
Yeah, sorry, Alf. Your podcast isn't this popular. He has his own podcast.
Great calls to like famous people, and when they call back, we get on it.
Okay, is there a picture? Can we put a picture of Al?
Oh, we get a picture of Al. Sure. Well, let's keep talking. Well, speaking of famous people, how about Michael J. Fox? I guess he's not taking his medicine and shaking like a leaf on a tree.
My poor Canadian brother is getting railroaded by Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh, I mean, talk about sucking Satan's hog, huh? What an a-hole. I mean, like, shaking for the more effect. It's like, if anybody knows about shaking, it's Rush Limbaugh after he goes a week without his freaking pills. You know what I'm saying? Oh, dude, I hope he gets ass cancer. That's what
The whole, even if Michael J. Fox wasn't taking his pills, clearly this guy is sick. You know what I mean? Like, can you not see that and feel any sympathy for this for Alex P. Keaton,
The funny thing is, to me, about the whole thing is
Alex P. F. and Keaton
is what they're fighting over. He's taking a stand against technology. Mm-hmm. Like Michael J. Fox is shaking and dying in front of us to maybe support somebody else's life down the road because we need to create this technology. And Rush Limbaugh, for the people who are like or against abortion, that's what the stand is.
It's so stupid.
It's research. It's like it's like if you jerk off in a cup and it's boom. It's not a kid. No one's taking anybody's life. It's that.
Well, yeah. Common things like cancer and stuff are now a little preventable because of the same science that's going to be used.
Here's my rule. Yeah. Here's my rule. You pick a side. Everybody picks. Either you're for stem cell research or you're against it. If you're against it because of God, you sign something, God sees your signature, you're good to go. But if any cure or any advancement comes from stem cell research, you don't get to use it ever. You, your kids, nobody. So if your kids come out with little flipper hands, dude, and stem cell research can give them arms and legs, guess what, flipper? You're effed because mom and dad are a bunch of Jesus freaks and they were retarded. So enjoy swimming in the kiddie pool.
it's what it should be.
I'm serious, dude.
It really should be.
Here's my opinion. Michael J. Fox, great guy.
Don't hold back, dude.
All that shaking, you think he'd be in a little better shape because he'd get a cardiobot. That's a little uncalled for right there.
No. Well, it's like those exercise machines with the rubber band and the belly, you know? Shaking?
From the Three Stooges.
His wife just dumped some baby oil on him and sits on top. Yeah.
What Rush didn't know was he didn't have his coffee that morning. That's why he wasn't shaking so much.
What an
a-hole. The Starbucks was closed, Rush. Take it easy.
You know, I just got to wonder, is heaven going to be full of Rush Limbaughs? If so, I want to go to hell.
Actually, I don't think I'm going to find out.
The strippers I met last night at the Screaming Rhino.
I don't think I'm going to. Oh, the executive producer doesn't like my wardrobe.
That's right. That's cool stuff.
Getting run off this show.
Really?
Trying to bring star power and a little class.
Wow. How's that class? Fiery dice? What does that mean? I don't understand. What are you trying to say? Your nuts are on fire? I mean, are you making a deal with the devil?
I like the shirt.
It is good.
I beat up Bam Bam Bigelow.
There you go.
Bam Bam Bigelow. You remember that?
I do.
Yeah, man.
I have to talk a little wrestling since Earl was in here.
He was cool for a short time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He used to steal lunches from the dock workers down in Jersey.
He was cool for a short time.
Bam Bam
Bigelow. How can you like pro wrestling with Ultimate Fighting out there?
Oh, we're getting
that. You can't.
I got to be honest. Like, I don't watch pro wrestling anymore, but how do you? I don't know how you do. No,
I don't.
Is it really pro wrestling?
I mean, that kid was on Federline. Apparently was on SmackDown or
I thought he was on CSI.
Rush or
they
whatever.
Had him like,
well,
like,
he had him on CSI. He got punched in the gut by his everybody loved, and then he was on the WWE. It was the WWE. He got like, slammed by like. Like, not Diesel, but somebody else.
I heard this. We were talking about this last week for real. That the guys from Jackass. Did we talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay, we did.
Wrestling showed up on a wrestling show.
No, the guys from Jackass showed up on wrestling.
Someone's got to start watching wrestling.
Showed up on wrestling and
accurately report on it.
Oh, okay. The guys from Jackass showed up in the WWF to promote their stuff. And so it's fake. So one of the big 300-pound guys hit like Steve-O a couple times, and then Steve-O played it off like, oh, it didn't hurt. This guy didn't hit me. So then the big steroid freak went nuts, and like they kicked the shit out of those two guys. And I heard it was hilarious because those guys were just like beat up. Like,
dude, they had Jake the Snake Roberts made a comeback, and have you heard he's all cracked out?
It was in that movie, yeah. Beyond the Mat.
Yeah, yeah.
But they used him in this like this thing I saw on television where he had a comeback, and he was so cracked out, and the crowd was just staring at him like, you know, we were talking about the runaway eyes, like, yeah. Dude, he's just he looks so old and homeless now,
yeah.
And like you could tell where they did bats. Editing, where it's like he'd say something, they'd cut to something that had crowd reaction, obviously not him, because they were just like, it was the worst. I just, it's so bad.
He's like out on the street with his snake, like, please feed.
And it was a new snake, too.
For my snake.
It was a bell.
You know you're going to find, yeah, you just see him in Venice, like he's going to show up in Venice one day with that freaking snake.
You can tell it was a new snake, too. He probably had to eat the old snake, because, can we just finish off talking about how therapeutic stripping lap dances
sure.
are?
Sure, yeah.
They are.
Does anyone agree with me on that one?
Like, I think,
how all your problems go away
yeah.
when you have, like, a 21-year-old chick just grinding. It's so like zen.
And that's why the Middle East is full of problems, because they don't have that
yeah.
over there.
Have a beer. Get a lap dance. Like, chicks wear bikinis.
Do any of those women in burkas get a little nasty in bed? Or is that not allowed?
No, dude.
They have to have sex through a sheet.
Yeah, it's so bad, dude. No wonder you want to blow yourself up.
Plus, they're so hairy, you don't know where.
Would they do that? If they had sex with a white woman, would it
yeah,
be the same?
Yeah, and they go over there and they get there and it's just like they're at the Spearmint Rhino. Yeah, I'm there anyways, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to blow myself up. It's awful.
Yeah. Well, they're running out of virgins now.
Yeah, they are.
Because there have been so many bombers.
It's tough to find virgins these days.
Especially in this country. Because yeah. the kids want them.
Yeah.
Well, they all work in Congress. For
kids
Mr. Foley.
Nowadays,
that guy gets gayer by the minute.
Yeah.
Like, now that he's free or whatever, he's like, so.
Oh, yeah. These little girls just come out.
Yeah.
Huh? It's a matter of time before he's wearing lipstick, putting his penis between his legs, going, I'd fuck me. I put the lotion in my basket. I'd fuck me. Is that wrap it up, or is that your girl at the yeah. gay bar works at?
We're over budget. We're the Regular Joes here every Thursday at Barney's Beanery, and it appears on yasports.net every Monday. Please check us out. Check out Sam on Spike TV. Check out Ralph's column on yasports.net. I will be in Sacramento, California, touring strip clubs and drinking Crown Royal. Aaron Wheeler, you're the best in the business.
Hello.
Earl, feel better. Thank you, everybody.